Hey everybody, Gina Murphy Darling, aka Mrs. Green here. I would love to share some thoughts on why it's so important to protect our open spaces and wildlife, because I believe we humans have an obligation when it comes to the built environment. The reality is there are going to be more people on the planet and we don't have any new space, just the same Earth we have always been living off of. So in the never-ending reality of expansion, I admit to being obsessed about the critters whose land we are taking over. Things like bugs and lizards and burrowing owls and deer and bunnies, and the list goes on. I am not saying that we have to stop expansion, because what good would that do anyway? What I am saying is that as citizens of the planet, we have to give more thought and planning and research about what can be done that is truly for the benefit of all concerned. One thing that comes to mind is the wildly successful building of wildlife bridges over highways and interstates and busy roads. The results have been amazing, and in some cases, cameras have captured all kinds of four-leggeds using those bridges even during construction. The animals instinctively know it's a safe way to cross the road. We also need to think more about relocating them when that's an option. Our local utility company supports the relocation of burrowing owls big time. It's a complicated and costly process, but it's working, and burrowing owls are finding their new digs quite acceptable. I, for one, can't imagine a world without wildlife, whether it's a beautiful bird or a cute little bunny or a family of quail scurrying away with the most adorable little creatures one could ever imagine. Let's not forget the flora part of the flora and fauna conversation when it comes to our open spaces as well. In particular, let's talk about what I like to call our sacred saguaros. They are beautiful and majestic and home to lots of critters, and we need to protect them. Lots of builders are coming on board, and many local municipalities are putting policies in place that mandate open spaces and the protection of certain species, which in turn ultimately protects us. I believe we're at a time in history that will define us as protectors of the planet, and that more and more people, especially our young people, are demanding just that. All it takes is awareness combined with responsible action, and we all win. My call to action is that you ask what you could do to make a difference when it comes to being a champion for Mother Earth and all her bounty. I have lots of ideas. If you feel inspired to reach out and ask me about some of them, even though I'm quite confident you can find your own happy place when it comes to protecting the four-leggeds and the sacred saguaros, among other things. I invite you to check out past episodes of this segment on the Mrs. Green's World page on the KXCI website, and to check out MrsGreensWorld.com to learn more about what we are up to. I would love that.
Support for KXCI and Mrs. Green's World is provided by Philibon Professional Painting, a locally owned and operated company providing journeyman-level craftsmanship for residential and commercial painting services. Philibon Professional Painting is proud to use long-lasting, low, or zero VOC products for water conservation and less environmental impact. Reviews and more information about Philibon Professional Painting is available at p3-az.com or at 203-7310. Painting the Old Pueblo and beyond.